Welcome, everyone, to the very first installment of Food Hoops and Other Things.
So excited for this.
My name is Taylor Allen.
I'm Ellen.
This is Ellen.
I'm Jared.
And Jared. Jared, get a little closer.
For sure, man.
Long story short, we're doing a podcast, mostly because I'm a crazy person and I just love talking. And I feel like people want to listen. We're talking about food because, frankly, who doesn't love food? And we're talking about basketball because we also love basketball, right, Ellen?
Word.
Then other things because Lord knows there's topics throughout the week that we need to discuss. Should we just get this thing kicked off?
Yeah,
let's do it.
First of all, Ellen, could you just give us a little bit about yourself and why you're on the show?
Okay.
I'm totally caught off guard here. I love this first question.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm here because I'm a foodie. And Taylor knows it.
Big time foodie.
Big time foodie.
Okay, cool. So, you guys, Ellen, this is why Ellen is on the show. First of all, she already said she's a foodie. Actually, I forgot to tell the people why we're all here, how we all know each other. Do you mind if I take a minute to do that?
Yeah, for sure, man.
So we all worked in admissions together, which is at California Baptist University. Population, 10,000 students now?
Roughly. That's what I hear.
It's pretty hot. Lance up, America. We worked in admissions together, and we all just became best friends, okay? And then out of nowhere, Ellen decided, I'm out of here. I'm quitting my job, and I'm going. Where'd you go? Tell them where you went.
Scotland.
Oh, like, way back then, though. Who left first?
Ooh, interesting.
Okay. I don't think I left first. No, I think Ellen left first.
No.
No, you totally did.
Anyways, even if I left first, it doesn't matter because none of us... Well, we'll get to that part in a minute. I don't work there anymore. Jared doesn't work there anymore. And Ellen does kind of work there now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, back to your story. You leave. You go to Scotland. Mm-hmm. Where else do you go? You go like a million places, don't
it's
you?
A small list.
Okay.
We'll just round it off to 10 places, 10 countries.
Wow. Can I ask, what drew you to Scotland and other places?
So, Scotland became home base because a friend was staying there and I could stay with her for cheap.
Okay.
And then other places were also motivated by financial ease.
Okay.
So, we're talking $40 plane trips.
I love that.
So, yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to get at, did you go there for Scotland or did you go there because you're a foodie?
Do you want me to say because I'm a foodie?
Kind of. I like to believe the story I tell myself is that you went to find the world's greatest food in the world.
Yeah, totally. In all the countries.
Can you give us a little tidbit of like what was good?
Okay, Scotland, we got the fish and chips.
Gotta love the fish and chips. Oh,
that
kind
of surprised me. That's what they're known for, though.
Yeah, the UK. It's like their only redeeming traditional food.
Oh.
I would have thought Scotland, like, brutes, like turkey legs.
Do you mean brats?
No, like they're brutes, so they have like just turkey legs.
I understand.
Didn't experience that. Did not experience that.
Did you have any snossage?
No.
Is that what it's called?
No sausage. Haggis, that's the other Scottish
haggis
tradition.
Haggis is disgusting. I've had that.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I actually liked
haggis
it.
Haggis fan, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what it is for those non-foodies here?
I can't explain what it is, which probably is the scary part.
No, that's okay. But it was good. Thanks for sharing that. Sorry I kind of painted a picture that might not have been real, but...
It's okay.
Ellen is here because she's a food expert.
Perfect.
That's that. Jared, can you give us a little bit background about yourself?
Yeah, I'm the most rational basketball person in the world. I'm pretty open to all players. That's a total lie. Kobe's the best. He'll be the greatest of all time. We'll discuss this.
Jared is on the show because, first of all, I would say Jared and I are buds, like close buds.
We're pretty tight.
Jared and I are such close buds that when we play basketball and he wins, I get so mad that I can't even look at him. And it's become a real problem.
4 or 5 games in a row now, which has been pretty incredible. It's been quite a ride.
So maybe you've experienced this with your friends. You play, you're competitive with your closest friends, and then it just gets ugly for a little bit. But we always come back down to earth, and, you know, here we are again on earth. But yeah, Jared's a huge Laker fan. I'm a huge Laker fan. We love talking about basketball and the NBA. Ellen, you're a basketball fan, would you say?
I'd say for the average girl, I'm probably above average basketball fan.
One thing I know about you is that when it comes to playoffs, you're in.
I'm in.
You know what's going on. And that's really cool. That's awesome. I appreciate that a ton.
Me too.
Thanks, guys.
So Ellen, just climb in any moment with the NBA talk.
Okay, I'll do my best.
But we're doing this because we got to talk about these things. You deserve it as American citizens of the world. So without further ado, should we just get into some food topics?
Let's jump in.
Let's do it.
All right. So this week's topic was the Everything Croissant, which is a new product?
Newer.
Okay. Newer product. So Ellen was actually the reason that I heard about this. We were chatting when we were in the early phases of this podcast, just talking about like, what can we talk about? What can we do? Out of nowhere, she hits me with, have you tried the Everything Croissant from Starbucks? And I was like, Lord have mercy. No, I haven't. Tell me about it. And she just drove right in. Can you give us some background about it?
Okay, yes. So it starts out with your typical butter croissant, but they add a cheese element
that
you don't expect. I think it's Asiago. So you got like a strong cheese flavor. Then you got the everything bagel spice on top of the croissant. Hmm. And they serve it to you warm. You don't have a choice.
Did you have to ask or it just happened?
For the everything croissant?
Yeah.
It's on the menu at Starbucks.
Okay.
And just rolled up, saw it one day.
You're like, it's on.
I need this.
Can you put meat in it?
No.
You can't put meat in a croissant. Are you kidding me?
You guys, we're going to get the audio figured out soon, but this is the first run.
Why can't you put meat in your croissant? That's a breakfast sandwich.
It just comes like just croissant, not fillable.
I actually had a similar reaction, Jared, when I heard, because maybe you guys are like me, maybe you're not. I go to Starbucks. Rarely do I want to eat something, but if I do, I usually go breakfast sandwich route. I've never got a cookie there.
I've got their banana bread before.
I've never done the banana bread. I'm always like, I'm getting one of the, you know, there's like a smoked meat sandwich I really like. If I'm feeling a little on the larger side, I go with the reduced turkey bacon.
Interesting.
Also valid.
But never have I seen a croissant and thought, it's on. It's croissant time in the USA.
They're just so light and flaky that I just, they're mostly air to me. I thought it's a waste of a bread product in my mind.
Mm.
Is it bread?
It's bread. Yeah,
it's
bread.
For sure bread. Okay, don't get me wrong. Your boy loves himself a croissant. Where are you at with the croissants, Ellen?
I'm a big fan of the croissant. Europe really hammered that home for me.
Oh my gosh. Can you tell us about a best croissant experience?
So my go-to croissant is actually the almond croissant.
Me too. That's what I was going to say.
You're kidding.
Love me some almond croissant.
That's my favorite croissant. So when I came back, it was actually my friend Sarah, who also used to work with us.
Wells Milliken?
Yeah. Who told me about the everything croissant.
Did you guys know Sarah used to be on a podcast?
No.
At her church. And she has an incredible, like, podcasting voice. We should get her on the show one day.
Oh my gosh,
we
should. Yeah.
That's cool. Cool. We'll talk about guests later.
Yeah.
Okay, but was a croissant, like, there's a lot of good croissant places in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even feel bad about eating them because you just walk everywhere.
Amen to that. So the calories just slide right off.
Exactly.
Dude, I'm similar experience. I was in Paris, France with my wife and our friends. And this little tiny bakery around the corner from the hotel, just incredible baked goods, but their almond croissants really drove it home.
Yeah.
And we went every single day we were there. One time we went and there were these two twin old men, probably 65, 70, from New York City. And they were the loudest human beings alive. They couldn't stop saying things like, oh my gosh, have you tried this? This is the best. Oh my gosh, this is incredible. I love this. Oh my, saying that to every single freaking person that walked through the door is insane.
That'd be so annoying. You can't handle that, people.
Have you had an almond croissant?
Never.
I don't go for croissants. That's the thing. Like, I'd rather get this big, juicy, like, cinnamon roll.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bagel.
Bagel, cream cheese, and jelly. It has to have jelly on it. Cream cheese alone just doesn't do it for me anymore.
What?
Are you kidding me? In the
world. First of all, I don't like jelly at all.
No, I don't eat jelly.
I'm not... Peanut butter and jelly has never been a thing in my life.
It just gives a sweet taste to this dense, dull bread.
Yeah, I always go like peanut butter honey.
But yeah, I just don't think I get the craze of croissants, though. Like, so look,
I'm assuming, I'm assuming you didn't try the almond croissant, then.
I definitely have never tried a croissant outside of a plain croissant. And it had loads of sausage and loads of egg on it, so I could just get rid of that nasty flavor.
Man, against the croissants. Right. Dang. Well, people, I, this morning, tried my very first everything croissant warmed. And let me tell you, I was very pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
I got the croissant. I noticed that it was warm, which, as Ellen mentioned, they do regardless if you ask for it or not. And first bite, I immediately was like, what have I been waiting for? Like, this is amazing. They don't overpower it with the everything flavor. It has the warm, light, which is a problem for Jared, but light, crispy flavors of a croissant. But then just drizzled on top is this everything texture, and it's great. You know, a bagel is so good because of it's a little more dense. But then what if you had that same bagel in the croissant form? And that's what happened with the everything croissant. What are you for? You wanted to say something about everything flavor, right?
Oh, I do love the everything flavor. Again, it's just the croissant that's hanging me up. So go to Trader Joe's. They've got the everything bagel seasoning, I believe is what it's called.
Everything but the bagel.
Everything but the bagel. I completely butchered that. Thanks, Ellen. No. That's at Trader Joe's. You get a little 3 to 4 ounce bottle. I think it's going to cost you about $2. Mm-hmm. So very cost effective. And it goes a long way. Put that over your avocado toast. Yes, you millennials, I know you love that.
You're a millennial.
I like to think that I'm not a millennial because I Dude, like to think so differently.
You're a millennial until you're like, someone who's like 39 today is still a millennial.
I call BS. I don't think I'm a millennial.
Or maybe it's like 37. Do you know?
Millennials have this mindset though that they get everything without doing anything. That's just totally not me.
Oh, I am riding that train. For as long as I possibly, till I die,
You want to be a millennial.
100%.
Why?
Dude, I'm proud of who I am, man. You should be too.
I'm so proud of who I am. But I don't like the millennial category.
Where are you at with the millennials, Ellen? You in, you out?
I'm technically by like, what is it, like a generational standard millennial, but you don't have to act like a millennial even though you're a millennial.
Dude, be proud of who you guys
generation
are.
Generation X is Generation That's X, true. Whether they acted like it or not.
Thanks for bringing me back home, man. I think I feel
Got
a lot settled on it.
Anyways, so you put the are you familiar with this seasoning?
Yeah, I own it. I keep it in my purse sometimes.
Whoa! So what do you put it on?
Eggs, avocado, toast, vegetables.
Believe it
or not, some roasted vegetables.
Do you like it because it has, like, a salty texture to it?
Yeah, and the garlic.
The garlic. That's what I always taste. I always thought it was salt. Yeah, no, it's garlic.
Both. It's both.
So, technically, what's in an everything seasoning? Because they've got to be forgetting something, right? Have you guys ever thought
about
that?
Jared's got jokes. Jared's got jokes.
You know, like, is it garlic and salt and pepper?
So, it's garlic, salt, poppy seed?
Poppy seeds, sesame seeds, onion.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
All right. I'm missing some lemon zest. I kind of like that in the morning to kick you off.
You told me you like the seasoning. I don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I love the seasoning. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, they're kind of taking
the everything the wrong way. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I think you're overreacting, but that's just me. Typical.
Yeah.
Anyways.
They're kind of misleading the public though, on an everything bagel. Like, it's not an everything flavor.
So, something we got to talk about, you guys. How are we going to rate the foods we eat? Because, I mean, just so you know, viewers at home, our goal is to talk about a food item each week, okay? So this week was the everything croissant. We want to provide a good, healthy review of it. And then we want to give it a rating system. Do you guys have any ideas for a rating system now that we're here together? On live television air podcast networks?
I don't think that we did, but I believe you did come up with something.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I did come up with something. We're going to call it chomps. How many chomps does this item deserve? Jared, will you give the chomp sound effect? So, depending how many chomps it gets, is how good it is. It's a 1 through 5 chomp scale.
I almost coughed up phlegm when I did that.
And you just spit some phlegm on me. Anyways, so that's what we're going to do. Are you guys on board with that?
Totally on board.
So in, man.
Ellen, how many chomps do you have the everything croissant?
So if I'm being honest, I think they are lacking about 1 or 2 spices in the everything spice traditionally.
Wow, can we explain that? What are we missing?
They don't have all, it's mostly the seeds and the garlic.
Heavy seeds, no, there is garlic.
Yeah.
Like there's too much seed.
Well, I just think they're missing the onion.
Oh.
I don't think there's onion on it. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5 chomps.
Okay.
So how does that sound?
What?
No, you're the sound effects guy. I'm give us 3.5 chomps. Dude, that was great.
Perfect.
That was perfect. That was perfect. Jared, you did not try the everything croissant, so there's no chomps for you.
Can I do say, though, that I probably wouldn't ever order one.
After we've talked about it, would you order one?
You're not
I still wouldn't. I would just prefer the plain bagel with my everything but the bagel of sesame herbs flavoring.
This brings up an interesting topic. You said plain bagel. You ever go flavor bagel?
Really never, yeah.
Like an everything bagel.
So I wouldn't. No, see, that's interesting. I think I'd prefer to season it myself with my seasoning.
What? Your own bagel?
That's confusing.
Yeah.
That's insane, but...
And then you get the proper spread, you get the proper...
No, I 100% disagree. To me, if I'm at a bagel place, and they have, like, they're known for this bagel, for example, and this goes across the board, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
If they're known for this bagel, I'm going to get the bagel. Okay. Even if it's something I think is disgusting. Like, I'm probably going to try it. I'm not a big pickle guy, but if they have, like, a pickle thing that they're known for... I'm probably going to try it.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of a pickle real quick, have you guys ever got pickles from 7-Eleven? I'm talking those big, dill, juicy pickles.
I would never order that.
Have you put Kool-Aid powder?
What?
No.
Let's save this for another episode, because I'm willing to try whatever you're
saying. Next week, guys.
The
pickle with Kool-Aid.
No, this is not next week. Pickle with Kool-Aid. Sounds disgusting.
Fruit Punch Kool-Aid. Just try it and get back to your boy. Let me know what you think.
Or we could have a live pickle session next week.
We will
be a little disturbing for the viewers.
All right, so for me, I give the everything croissant a 4 out of 5 chomps. Thank you, Jared. I hope I made this clear, you guys. I was pleasantly surprised by this. You go to Starbucks, I already mentioned this. I order the sandwich. I'm like pretty full after one of those. This, I felt totally satisfied. I didn't feel overbearing. I took a photo of it so we could throw it up on the Instagram later.
Wow. Instagram. Okay.
So, yeah, pretty psyched about it. Okay. Switching gears here. I have some food. I guess you could call it food news I want to talk to you guys about. This is pretty fun and exciting. So McDonald's, they are a major fast food franchise. Have you guys heard of McDonald's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty well known. Okay, so this is a really interesting story I came across. In 1998, do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
Okay, 1998, the movie Mulan came out. Okay? And Mulan was a cartoon. It was a huge hit about an Asian girl who becomes a warrior. Right?
Yeah.
There's a dragon that talks. I believe it's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Later, he transformed into the donkey from Shrek, but that's another story for another time. Maybe on the Kool-Aid episode.
Heck yeah.
Anyways, 1998, Mulan comes out. McDonald's wants to have like Mulan toys for their Happy Meals. Part of this campaign included this special dipping sauce for their chicken nuggets, okay? And they called it, I believe it's Szechuan sauce. Okay, it's like a sweet, tangy, little bit of spice. And it was like a huge hit. People really, really liked it. And then they discontinued it, okay? Several years later, in the year 2015, there is a cartoon show on the network Adult Swim called Rick and Morty. Have you guys heard of this show?
Never.
You have heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
I have only watched half of the first episode, and I was like, this is too crazy for me. But the show is a huge, huge hit. Like, it has like a 98% score on Rotten Tomato. Hmm. Huge hit. In an episode of this show, the main character, they go through like a drive-thru at a McDonald's. And he says, in 1998, McDonald's came out with this Szechuan sauce, and it was incredible. I don't know why they don't bring it back. It's the greatest thing ever. Okay? That was it. The internet exploded and basically was like, we have to get this sauce back. Like, this is the best sauce ever. We need to campaign and get this sauce back. 15,000 people signed this campaign on the internet. And for one day only, wait, not 15. I think it was like 50,000.
Wow.
So many people signed this campaign. And then in 2017, October of this last year, McDonald's for one day only came out with this sauce. And they made...
I'm just hearing about this after the fact.
What do you mean?
Wait, it already came out?
Guys, I hope you're sitting down, okay? Because this is...
I was going to be pissed if you didn't tell me about
this. Just chill out. Just chill out. McDonald's comes out with this sauce, and it's like, it blows off the shelves. They put out, I think that's where I'm getting my numbers mixed up. They put out like 15,000 of these, okay, to stores around the world, which if you do the math is like not very many.
No.
I don't even know if each store got one, you know? So, I mean, people are rioting. Like, there are people lining up down the street, like, where's my Szechuan sauce? It just flies off the shelf. People freak out. These things go on eBay and sell for thousands of dollars. Thousands of
dollars. We're talking the little white rectangle sauces.
Sauce packets. 1 ounce packets, whatever they are.
Crazy, right?
To dip your nuggets in.
To dip your nuggets on. Selling like, yeah. It's crazy. It's so crazy. And, they're selling these things on eBay for thousands of dollars because people are like, I want to try this sauce for my favorite TV show. And they flew off the shelves. Fast forward to today. McDonald's releases 2 million more sauces and spreads them around all stores nationwide. So now you can go to McDonald's and try this sauce.
So we need to go today is what you're saying.
No way! Someone already went. And we have with us right here the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's, an unopened container.
I am completely blown away.
So what we're going to do right now is we're all going to take a little taste of the Szechuan sauce, if you guys are okay with that.
Yep.
I am in.
This is pretty exciting, right?
This is incredible. Yeah. How much did you spend on this?
I don't want to say, but... No, I just went to McDonald's and got this, okay?
So, dude, thanks, man.
If you guys can hear, I am opening the container.
Oh, you love to hear that.
Can somebody describe the texture and what we're looking at here?
Kind of looks like oil to me.
Kind of like a gooey, oily.
Like maybe like a darker sweet and sour.
Dark sweet and sour. I like that. What are you guys smelling? It smells Asian, right?
I can't smell anything. Can I get a little closer?
Sure, yeah. Just go right in, man. I didn't bring any forks, so we're just going to do this the old-fashioned way.
A little pinky in.
I was thinking we just stick our tongues. No, I was kidding.
I was getting a soy sauce.
Soy sauce, oh. Yeah. Definitely some soy.
Ellen, all right, get a whiff.
Ellen, let's give you the first go-around. Are you going to try it?
Yeah.
100%.
I've never even heard of this. Shouldn't you guys try it first?
I haven't heard of it the either legend. Until today.
No, we're all trying this.
Okay.
Should we all just do a dip at the same
time? Okay, I like that.
Pinky in.
All right,
pinky.
We are now inside the Szechuan sauce.
It's weird. I'm getting some little particles as well inside the sauce.
I can already say I would never order this.
It tastes like McDonald's is trying to get with P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like a little romantic rendezvous.
It's like a soy... orange chicken sauce.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I would explain it.
It's definitely like that gooey texture.
You know what I could see this on, though, is a nice hot baked wing.
Okay, yeah.
I think I that's what it fits wing. More than a classic chicken nug, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, disappointed by any means. Like, it's It's fine. Mm-hmm. I've never been a soy or a sweet and sour sauce guy, so.
Oh, classic McDonald's. I cannot get nuggets without my sweet and sour sauce.
Would you order this instead, do you think?
Absolutely not, because I'm stuck in my ways.
That could never be more true. Ellen, what do you think?
I think it's good for what it is, but it's not why I go to McDonald's, that's to be honest with you.
Excellent point. That's an excellent point. After the hype of the story, where, yeah, disappointed, it was fine, like, are people overreacting?
My mind just goes to the thought that I can't believe millennials would spend thousands of dollars on this sauce.
I know, that is crazy. I don't know if anyone actually did, but it was on eBay. I mean, I'm sure people spent, like, at least, you know, a few hundred dollars.
I honestly think it's, like, the flavor's there, but it's missing. I think the flavor, it should represent, like, a little kick with it. You know?
I know, it doesn't have any spice. But
I think Szechuan usually is spicy, right?
I that's what I thought, too. Again, I'm not super familiar with it, but it like does describe itself as like a sweet, spicy sauce.
No, I'm thinking it more. It's like a Buffalo Wild Wings Asian zing without the zing, you know? Yeah.
Just Asian.
Yeah.
Does it make you want to get a samurai sword based on the hit movie Mulan?
No, it does not.
No.
All right. So,
does it make you want to dress up like a boy?
What? Oh, yeah.
Like a man. Have you not like, seen the classic what? Disney movie?
That just came out of nowhere, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Cool. So, America, The Szechuan sauce is now available at participating McDonald's. We're all kind of on the fence about it. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, should we let it go to waste?
Well, do you have chicken nuggets in your pocket?
I'm never going to eat it again.
Probably. I have rice for lunch later today.
Dude, so. Take this with you, man.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. True servants. We really appreciate it.
All right. So that is our food review. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk hoops. All right. Welcome back to the program. Thank you for the food conversation, guys. We're going to segue right into the NBA. Guys, who's loving this NBA season?
I absolutely am so in love with this season right now.
What do you love so much about it?
One, I love that Steph Curry is not his typical self. I absolutely loathe and despise all things Steph Curry on the Warriors. He's having a down year, which I'm really appreciative of.
Okay.
What I also love about this season is that Lonzo Ball, the hype is real.
Okay.
He is an incredible player on the Lakers. I think the season's great. The big downfall is obviously all these key injuries that's killing all these teams. Gordon Hayward, night one, you know.
Minute one, basically.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler recently going down. Kawhi Leonard.
Porzingis. No, I agree. Ellen, any early thoughts about the NBA?
Not yet.
Okay.
Tracking.
Honestly, this has been a great NBA season, but the injuries have really been a problem.
Boogie. How could we forget?
All these superstars getting injured, and the same thing kind of happened with NFL, too. There was a lot of, like, major name injuries. I mean, Odell, and then Carson Wentz, and, you know.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt. It's like, you know, all that aside, it's really frustrating me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was really pulling for the Timberwolves. I really liked their team. And the last few years, you really felt like, okay, this team should be better. And I think Jimmy Butler made them an over-the-top better team. I think they're ranked third right now or fourth.
Yeah, they're definitely top four in the West.
I think they'll probably drop. I think they're absolutely still going to be in the playoffs, but you know, this Jimmy Butler injury is like huge wrinkle in it.
Yeah, I think they're going to drop a little bit too, but I think as long as he comes back for the playoffs, they'll go deep. Maybe West semis, West finals even. But they're going to have to go through some tough competition. It's not going to be an easy task.
Who would they play? It's probably like the Nuggets maybe.
What?
Yeah, the Nuggets. I think they're
in the West semis?
No, not in the West.
Round.
Wait, you think they're going to make it to the semis?
I think the West semis, yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to pull up right now the standings for the NBA.
I mean, let's not count out the Lakers here, too. They could easily sneak into that 8 seed and dethrone the Warriors.
I don't disagree with
that. The Rockets is currently number one. Excuse me.
Okay, so right now, Minnesota is fourth. Portland Trail Blazers fifth. I don't think they beat the Portland Trail Blazers if Jimmy Butler's not in it. I think Damian Lillard is making a significant case for a late-run MVP candidate.
I would agree. I just saw his stats measured up to Derrick Rose's MVP season, and Lillard was actually outperforming him in most categories.
Really? I didn't know that. Yes. That's impressive.
Check that out. You should check that out.
That's pretty cool. A name you mentioned who has been injured this entire season that I want to talk about a little bit is Kawhi Leonard.
Love me some Kawhi Leonard.
Jared actually really, really loves Kawhi Leonard. Do you like Kawhi? Are you familiar with the Spurs franchise much?
Popovich, classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Been there for years.
Kawhi's going to be a Laker in 2 years for sure.
We'll get there in a second. So, can you give us a brief summary of what's going on with Kawhi, Jared?
Yeah, so Kawhi's got this weird quad injury that he's been out with for all season, actually. I think he only came back for maybe like a 9-game stint, couple-game stint here.
Yeah, early on.
And then he got shut down again for some odd reason no one ever knew, but just said it was the quad injury.
There's a lot of unknowns about this whole situation. Ellen, you said you did a little research on this. Without knowing a ton about Kawhi and the Spurs, like, what's your takeaway? What did you learn about?
So it definitely seems like there's something that's not being said, either from the Spurs, from Kawhi. Something isn't normal.
Yeah.
So
I could not agree with you more. This whole thing is so strange to me. Like, Jared, I'm going to just ask that you would have an open idea about what I'm about to say.
Depends.
We can agree that the Spurs are probably the best run franchise in the last 5 to 10 years. As far as just consistency, professionalism, the coaching staff, they're a very well-run organization.
Okay, I'll agree with that statement.
Would you say that, who is the best coach in the league right now?
Ooh, that's really tough.
Okay, I would argue that it's still Popovich, and here's why. There's really no notable names on that team right now, with the exception of LaMarcus Aldridge.
Pau Gasol?
Pau's great, but
champion with the Lakers, let's just say that.
Okay, totally agree. But is Pau still, like, a big name in the NBA?
Did you not just see him throw down over someone's face last night or 2 nights ago?
Okay, I saw all of these things, but do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand.
Okay. So
I would say Popovich is still a great coach, but he's not the greatest coach anymore. I mean, I think you have to chop that out. As much as I hate to say this, Steve Kerr.
Kerr's great.
For him to build a team like they did in draft, well, it's with GM as well, but for him to still control those guys and then bring in another high-profile name like Durant, I don't think you can.
That is so interesting hearing you say that, because you hate the Warriors so much.
I absolutely hate the Warriors.
And I really don't think Steve Kerr is a really good coach. I'd probably say he's a top-5 coach in the league. But what Popovich has consistently been able to do with this team of a lot of just around, like, grab bag of people, being incredibly strategic of how he plays his players. I mean, they're in third place right now in the West, probably, like, a far superior conference to the East. I just think it's very impressive for what he's doing.
I'll agree with that, but they also have a very strong core still there that are vets now, and Ginobili and Parker to still lead the team well in the locker room, even outside his control.
They are great, totally. But they, compared to the top players in the league right now, I mean, they're old dudes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they don't stand a chance.
That leads me to this Kawhi Leonard thing. Why doesn't Kawhi want to play? He's been cleared to play. I don't understand. It doesn't, like Alan said, it makes sense that there's got to be something else going on.
Is it contract? I mean, what's he getting paid? Do we ever look at that? I don't know.
I mean, he's getting paid fine amount of money. I don't think it matters. He has another year
on his
contract. No, I think he re-signed after that, or like he signed an extension after the after they won and he got Finals MVP. I think that's what happened. But all that
to
say,
MVP that year.
Yeah, he was outstanding.
Wow.
All that to say, is Kawhi going to be on this team in 2 years when his contract's up? What do you guys think? Ellen?
It doesn't sound like it. I think from what I was reading, Popovich kind of has already signed him off a little bit in a way, saying they're going to proceed as if he's never playing again this season.
That just is crazy to me. Kawhi Leonard, in all accounts, was going to be a top five player, top three player this
top
year.
Top three, for
a
sure.
A heavy candidate for MVP this year.
Yeah.
So,
and he's getting paid over 17 mil.
So yeah, he's making fine money. It's not a money thing at all.
I mean, what could you be complaining about? Your team's winning. You're in a prime spot to be, you know, the next leader of the NBA. I don't know why he's holding out. Maybe the injury's more severe than we think.
Well, so that's another discussion that's been kind of talked about throughout, you know, different news writers and whatnot. This idea that, you know, maybe it's in his head. Maybe he just doesn't feel confident in his body anymore and what's going on to him. And he's nervous that something terrible is going to happen.
Has he ever dealt with an injury in his career? I know he had that Zaza play that really, you know.
I mean, I think... I wouldn't be surprised if that has to do with this whole thing, just because, you know, that was terrible, and, you know, that a lot of people argue that they probably would have won that series. I know, Jared, you probably feel like that.
I agree 100%, yeah.
But I don't know. It's just really weird. I don't understand why Kawhi Leonard, who's playing for Greg Popovich, playing for the Spurs, who are, I mean, they're just a really respected sports organization. People never have really anything bad to say about the Spurs, but then this happens and it's like, well, what's going on? You know, something's got to be going on that they're not telling us. And it's also weird, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge, great player, but he was really bad last year. Remember, Jared? Like he wasn't very good, pretty irrelevant. Yeah. He wasn't fitting the system.
Aldridge was horrible. They almost shopped him, I believe, this season.
They did, yeah. Uh-huh. But then this season, he's like, complete resurgence. He had this conversation with
Definitely
Popovich.
Definitely an all-star so far through the season. Yeah, absolutely.
And which makes me think perhaps that could happen with Kawhi. So,
I don't know. I'd really like to see him on the Lakers. I think we do a little sign and trade with Julius, bring over, you know, maybe throw a draft pick.
Do you want Kawhi, even though his confidence is out the window?
I think we take a risk on Kawhi. It's better to take a risk on him with a non-serious injury compared to Boogie if we were to try to get him with an Achilles blown out now.
Yeah.
I love the idea of LeBron, but he's getting old, and why pay him?
Does LeBron come to the Lakers next year?
Absolutely not. I think he goes with Cleveland. He stays with Cleveland, or he's going to go to the Sixers. I don't think he even goes to the Rockets. I think he stays in the East, to be honest.
What do you think, Ellen?
Do the Lakers want LeBron?
Big time. They're dying for it. They've put basically all their marbles in this idea.
Interesting.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it if he came because he's just such a high-profile player playing at such an elite level right now.
Totally.
But I look at the age, and I think it's better to take a risk on guys like Paul George,
yeah,
Kawhi
Paul
Leonard,
George would be great.
Jimmy Butler the next year maybe. I mean, think guys like that that still have a lot to prove and a lot to play for. Or LeBron's, you know, probably got maybe a year or two left of dominance before he starts tailoring out. That's if he doesn't get injured. I mean, the minutes on that guy
tailoring
is
out? Is that a slight jab or anything?
Something I came up with as I started to beat you late in the stretch on our games of 21. Just kind of tailor out, you know?
As far as LeBron goes, I agree. I don't think he's coming to the Lakers. And, I mean, quite frankly, I'm okay with that. Similar to your point, like, I don't want to... I mean, he's going to control the team and, you know, he's definitely... He's not as good as he used to be. I mean, he's still Well, I shouldn't say that. He's playing very, very, very well. But, like, his defense is a little bit down. He's still a dominant offensive player. I mean, at this point, he probably does deserve MVP this year. But I don't know. I don't know if I want it, in the future.
I don't think I do either. I think with the development of Lonzo, who's very ball dominant himself, of being a guy that's going to be able to control the game, I think a guy like Paul George with his, you know, shot ability at the three, his defense – and then a guy like Kawhi that's not going to control the ball. He's just going to be a solid defender, you know, and just control the game even without touching the ball. And he's got that personality that's not going to take away from Lonzo.
Yeah.
Which I think is really our future, is Lonzo Ball. That ball boy.
Do you like Lonzo, Ellen?
Or I like him better than LeBron.
Whoa.
Ooh.
But I won't get too much into that.
No, that's fair.
I feel like
Can
LeBron,
we get into it,
like
though?
Jared feels about the Warriors.
Are you more attracted to Lonzo than LeBron?
Wait, what?
Did we just go there?
You hate LeBron, so you pretty much would like any player besides him.
Pretty much.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think that's fair as well, yeah.
All right, so that's a little taste of what the NBA talk is going to be like. Kind of off the wall. We'll have normally a topic, then we'll go from there. When we come back, we're going to talk other things and then call it. Cool?
Cool.
Cool.
Welcome back. We are going to briefly get into other things. In this week's topic, because they are on Sunday, we're going to be talking about the Oscars.
From The Office.
What? What?
What?
Oscar from The Office?
No. Jared, you're so funny. All right. Do you guys like the Oscars?
Yeah.
What do you like about them?
I think
you're a big award show fan, or where are you at with award shows?
Yeah, I like the award shows. Put on my calendar.
Yeah.
You know, like, wow. Watch the Oscars.
You are invested.
I think because I don't usually plan ahead to watch all the movies before.
Okay.
It'll remind me, like, oh, I gotta go see those after.
So you watch the movies post-Oscars?
I would say primarily.
Did you see any of them this year?
I would need a bit of a refresher. It's been a little while.
I have no idea.
Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, Three Billboards, Get Out is nominated. Did you see Get Out?
Saw Get Out.
Did you guys like that movie?
Completely loved it. 100%.
I agree. I thought it was,
like, flawless.
Very, very, very good. Mm-hmm. I really loved that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, did you like it?
I actually did enjoy Get Out. I thought it was very well done.
Okay. That's great. I don't know. Yeah. First time for everything. So you like the Oscars.
Yeah.
Jared, where are you at with the Oscars?
I don't think I've ever watched an Oscars show.
Really?
Whoa.
I think I'm more along the lines of, like, I kind of followed on Twitter of, like, who wins, like, best drama. It's this is what it is, right? Like, best drama, best movie.
Yeah, best movie.
Best actor, best supporting actress, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So I follow that on, like, Twitter, like, the next morning, like, oh, who won? And then, like, if the movie sounds intriguing, I'll go watch it. But I usually, like, don't enjoy movies that are nominated for Oscars because they usually lack a lot of, like, blood and guts.
Totally.
Like, these are, like, the sentimental, like, lots of story, character development, which, yeah, I'm
into.
And
you're just not into that.
But not for movies. Like, I get more invested in TV shows than movies.
Okay,
you know?
That's fair.
Because they last longer for me.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. You like the longer, drawn-out... Got it.
Yes.
I'm, like, a pretty big film nerd buff guy. I'm a buff guy. And I really don't like the Oscars at all. I think that Yeah, I just don't think the people nominating these movies have any idea what they're talking about. Hmm. And they're not millennials. You know, these are all very old people set in their ways. And they're not totally, like, up to date on what's going on. With that being said, I think the movies that came out this year were actually really good. And the movies nominated are definitely worth watching. I think you've probably heard me mention this. Lady Bird is the best movie I've seen in a really, really, really long time. And I think everyone should see it.
Is it like Birdman that came out a few years ago?
It's nothing like Birdman. It's like Birdman, only a lady is playing it.
Really?
If you haven't seen that movie, I will tell you once again, please go see that movie. But I really want to watch the Oscars this year because I love Jimmy Kimmel. Did you watch last year?
I did watch last year.
Wasn't he the best host of all time?
He did a good job.
Okay. Are you a Kimmel fan?
Not as much.
Okay. Who's been some hosts you really enjoy?
I'm a sucker for James Corden.
Oh, he does You like James Corden.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name? Corbin.
Corden.
I'm, like, not familiar with him at all.
I thought it was Cordon.
Okay. It's Cordon Bleu.
Le Cordon Bleu.
This is James Corden.
Do you watch his show?
Mm-hmm, sometimes. Mostly on the internet, not real time.
Okay, you know what's crazy? I listened to a podcast with him, and he said, and I think this is probably true with a lot of shows, no one really actually watches it on TV. It's all on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Wow, that is strange.
But it kind of makes sense. Anyways, yeah. I'm actually excited for the Oscars this year. I think Kimmel crushed it last year. I think the same is going to be true for this year, and especially coming off of the crazy debacle that was last year when they announced the incorrect winner.
Yes.
Did you guys see that live by any chance?
Yeah, was that Steve Harvey?
No, that was
Miss Universe.
Oh, okay. I'm getting
close. Dude, yeah. I remember watching that and just feeling like, this is a monumental moment. Like, this is going to be talked about forever.
This is what people work for, and then to find that out.
Yeah.
Totally. And the fact that the movie that did win, you know.
Didn't,
but it did. But the premise of the movie that actually won, it was just really crazy how it all unfolded.
Mm-hmm. So was someone, like, mid-speech when they walked back out and said, like, jokes on you. You're not the winner. Or?
I don't know if they said jokes on you, but they were like giving the speech, accepting it, and then they were like, "But we're not the winners."
Yeah,
Moonlight is the winner, and he was like, "I'm not kidding. Come up here. This is incorrect."
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you never seen that?
No,
dude. I'll show it to you. It's pretty crazy. It's actually really crazy.
And I think the majority of America would have preferred La La Land to have won.
Oh, interesting.
Was La La Land the one giving the speech?
Yeah, they were so
not winning.
How did they know they didn't win? Like, did they see the envelope that was
so opened? What happened was they were given the envelope for Best Actress, which was Emma Stone.
Yeah.
From La La Land. And the people reading it were reading it, and they saw that it said Emma Stone, and they're like, that's weird. But then they saw that it's underneath it said La La Land. So they just read that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. I forget the actor and actress's name who were doing this, but...
Yeah, I don't remember either.
He was reading it, realized, like, this is weird, and handed it to her. Or it was reversed. Yeah, it was reversed. Like, he ended up reading it.
Like, she read it, knew it was wrong, but then gave it to him to be like, hey, we messed up, or don't say the name, but he took it as...
I think it was a little bit of both. Like, I think she was like, do you get this? Like, is it Lala? You know, like... Long story short, they said the wrong name, and then you can see this guy from the back, like, hauling buns out there, like, oh my gosh! How did this happen? And it was the best picture. It was, like, the biggest award of the night. The one
that everyone waits for, like...
It was amazing. It was seriously crazy. I'll have to show you that. Do you
think the guy that ran on stage got fired? Was it his fault?
Some people definitely, for sure, got fired. Someone messed up. So, we'll see. All that to say, I just think the jokes are going to be incredible with that information. Yeah. So, I think he's really funny, and I think he works with good people. So, I'm excited for him. And I hope La La Land wins, or Lady Bird wins. I really do. It's not going to. I hope it does. Shape of Water is the favorite right now. Did you guys see that movie?
Oh, I heard it was too weird.
Yeah, I have no interest.
It had some,
So I think it's Shape of Water and then this movie called Three Billboards.
Yeah.
Can we just come back to the title of the movie? The Shape of Water. What does that even mean? Like, the title alone just makes me think, like, this is
I can see you having a problem with
millennial
that,
jargon
sure.
I'm not going to watch.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to see it for sure. But interesting. I'm not super interested. Okay. That was the show, you guys. Was that fun?
This was great.
I had a really good time. Next week, food topic. Are we all in agreement of what we talked about before?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think so.
All right, we're going to be trying the Taco Bell nacho fries. So,
perfect.
If you guys want to play along at home, go ahead, get yourself some nacho fries. Don't forget to go to McDonald's and test out the Szechuan sauce. And the Lakers are playing the Hawks tonight at 4:30, so check that out.
Easy win.
All right. See you guys next week.